Death in Paradise by Carolyn Hart. Copyright 1998 by Carolyn Hart. This recording of the full-length reading of Death in Paradise was published by arrangement with Gelfman Schneider Literary Agents Incorporated, New York, and was produced in 1998 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape Incorporated. This book is read by Kate Redding. Death in Paradise. 1. I struggled to breathe. If I'd come upon a cobra, hood flared, deadly tongue flickering, I could not have been more transfixed. Yet once my eyes saw the shiny white poster board in its entirety, once my vision encompassed all of it, the cut-out pictures and story, the artfully pasted letters, the single stark sketch, and the taped plastic bag, a sickening acceptance washed over me. The glistening cardboard had been folded in half to slip easily into the Postal Service's 2-day red, white, and blue priority mailer. No cover letter, no note, no return name and address, simply the decorated poster board. I opened the envelope casually, standing by the walnut butler's table in my narrow entryway. I had no sense of impending drama, no inkling that my life would never be the same. I unfolded the poster. There were 6 separate representations. The first was my late husband Richard's obituary with the accompanying one-column news photo and the caption, Richard Latimer Collins. A red pencil had underlined the words, Collins fell to his death at the remote cliffside home of Bell Erickson.